Welcome to This Human Life with the Philosophical Coach. I'm thrilled to have you tuning in. I'm your host, Sam Kilgathis, aka the Philosophical Coach, philosopher, Hume expert, and high performance coach. This podcast at its core is about navigating the complexities of being human, whilst providing you the opportunity to go beyond any conception of who you think you are really. Inside of the freedom that comes from not being attached to figuring out your true purpose or who you are is an opening for creating a life free from constraint. If that intrigues or excites you, then you're definitely in the right place. The ideas are drawn from neuroscience, philosophy, my coaching practice, working with elite leaders, and experience. You can expect candor, humor, vulnerability, and ideas which are unfamiliar to you, and some you may just plain disagree with. You'll also get the opportunity to hear from inspiring coaches and leaders. Now let's get ready to question what we know. Have you ever felt there's something, if everyone knew this, that it would just transcend their reality, their life would be transformed forever? If you have, then I totally get you. That's how it is for me. Reminded of this the other day when I was listening to a talk by Russell Brunson, the founder of ClickFunnels. And he was talking about what he started out. And he was giving this presentation where he had spent years developing the expertise and the know-how to shift the way things worked in the space of the game around funnels, which at that time was a fairly new thing. And people weren't listening. People weren't listening to what he had to say. They didn't value what he had to say. And at one point, he just banged his fist down on the desk. And he was like, "Do you realize what I had to go through to be able to provide you this? I spent this much time practicing this, this, and this, testing out this, this, and this, you know, figuring out what works, what doesn't work. And I'm giving this to you for free. And you don't value it at all, you know? And if you really got what this was about, this could change your life as an entrepreneur forever." And then he said, "And now do you want to hear what I have to say?" And they started nodding. He said, "Yeah." And to be honest, that's my experience of this podcast. You don't have a clue what this provides. You don't have a clue what I've had to go through to actually give you this opportunity to discover what I call freedom from constraint. But that's up to me to shift what you see as possible for you. And that's what I'm aiming to do starting right now. So let me share a little bit about what I have gone through to get to the point where I can say freedom from constraint is something which is possible for you, and I can provide you an access point to getting there. So many of you know that I'm a philosopher by training. I spent 17 years researching in philosophy around the, you know, the leading universities in the world. And I've got the opportunity to, ever since I was a small kid, to engage with the brightest minds in law and politics and economics and philosophy. That was just the way life was. And that gave me this curiosity about learning, which has never left me. And then you also know that at some point, that view of who I want to be as an academic shifted. It shifted when I had to get real with what wasn't working in my life was the way I was going about living, the way I constructed the narrative about who I was really. And then I went on for the next 4 years to completely shift the narrative, to go do so many different things which were uncomfortable, which I'd never done before, which I never believed were possible for me. I never believed I could be a leader. My view of leadership, as some of you may have heard before, was based around authority. I looked at a leader as someone who was an authority, and I despised politicians. I just saw them as the people who were our so-called leaders, and they were ridiculously bad at their jobs. And I was like, why would I aspire to be a leader? But that's because the model of leadership which I had was so bankrupt. And I'd created a reality around this bankrupt model of leadership. And then that became the future and the reality in which I lived into until I saw something different. Right? And it's the seeing something different which opens up everything in the world for you. How do I know this? Because I've gone through the most transformational leadership programs in the world. I've worked with the leading transformation leaders in the world, the people who have shaped the whole personal development game, the people who have created a growth mindset community. All of this is the kind of work that I have as my foundation. Yet what I get to have in life is ease, peace of mind, calmness, responsibility, and power. Now, if that's something that you're interested in having for yourself in any area of life, then listen closely. Most of us do not experience life from a place of freedom from constraint. It sounds like a pipe dream. And to be honest, there are times where I question, oh, is that actually really possible to provide people freedom from constraint? Am I setting the bar too high? And then when I say that to myself, I stop. And I stop for this reason. I'm limiting what I see based on what I know. I'm limiting what I see based on what I know. And then I step into a different question. Who am I really? I don't know. And if I don't know who I am really, then there's no reason, no valid reason, no guarantee, no certainty, which says that I can't provide you the opportunity to create freedom from constraint in your life. I know what it looks like to create freedom from constraint in my life, but I don't know what it looks like for you. But here's where we can start. Where we can start is by really unpacking this idea of constraint in the first place. And I'm going to bring you a philosophical perspective into this. So when I was writing about law, I was looking at the idea of what's behind law. Well, one of the ideas was that there was something about conduct which is rendered non-optional. Well, what does that even mean? It's something rendered non-optional. Well, it's this idea that we're in some way bound. But what is bindingness? Is it the bindingness of having physical constraints shackled upon us? For some people, maybe, yeah. But for very few of us, is that really the case? There are very few physical constraints which are impacting the quality of our life. So then what's actually happening when we talk about having a lack of freedom from constraint? Well, we don't have freedom in our inner game. Our brain is running the show. We listen to our brain as us. We might say we have a weak mindset, or I haven't developed a growth mindset yet, or any of these kinds of expressions which are symptomatic of living life from a place of survival and not seeing the opportunity for you to thrive. And so how do we start to unravel this illusion around what it actually looks like to create freedom from constraint? Well, here's what I suggest. What I suggest is that it starts by really getting for yourself, what does constraint look like for you? What's the picture that comes up in your mind when you see being constrained? Are you constrained in your relationship? Are you constrained because you get overwhelmed? Are you constrained because you get anxious? Are you constrained because you have to go to a job each day which you don't like? Are you constrained because you look at your bank account and then you're living from a bank state life as opposed to a blank slate life where anything is possible? And look, I get it, because I've been in each one of these types of situations at different times in my life before. I used to think of anxiety as part of who I was. I used to go to a job and not love it every day that I was there. I used to look at my bank balance and question whether I could make decisions, whether I could go out for dinner, whether I could go on holiday, whether I could do all these things. I used to have relationships where I felt constrained. I didn't feel like I could be fully me. I didn't always feel accepted in it. All of this was what I made up. And then inside of the beliefs that I had about this, here's what showed up. Evidence. Evidence for this is real. This is the truth of the matter. And I was reminded of this by one of my coaches the other day, and we were looking around some beliefs I had. When the belief ceases, the effect does also. So then let's now plug in something into that. When the belief ceases, the evidence does also. The effect is created is the evidence based on the reality we've created that this is so. And then we get to create something new. When we have a different belief, a belief which serves us, a belief which is in alignment with what we want or what we can, or what we believe will make a difference to us, then evidence starts to show up for that. And then the patterns can alter so long as we continue to live into this new belief. Let me ask you, how many of you have ever said to yourself, I'm a procrastinator? I'm guessing most of you at some point have had a point of view that you're a procrastinator. You felt like you haven't got things done fast enough. You felt like you should be somewhere else. You felt like you're not good enough at getting things done efficiently. You felt like you're avoiding something. And again, there are times where I used to think that myself until I discovered something new. Procrastination does not live out there, does not live out in the world, nor does procrastination live inside of me. If you cut me open, you wouldn't find procrastination, a particular neurochemical, which is, you know, part of the makeup of my brain. And yet there's this thing we agree upon in society called procrastination. And then people look for ways to overcome procrastination. And you find LinkedIn article after LinkedIn article about this. But it's always trying to fix a problem, as if there is a problem out there which needs to be fixed. There is no problem that needs to be fixed. What there is a need for a sense of ease about what is so. And what I mean by what is so, I mean what is actually the reality of the situation. Not the illusion which you have created for yourself, not the beliefs which you've created for yourself, which are in line with you being a procrastinator, which create a sense of disease, which create a sense of constraint. I mean getting straight with what is the actuality of the circumstance. And there is so much power in this. You know, I've seen for myself, I've seen in others how much power gets created when you are straight about reality, when you're no longer living from an illusion about reality, when you're no longer living from a pretense about reality. Because procrastination is a pretense about your reality. Procrastination is a pretense about who you are really. I'm a procrastinator. No, you're not. You just have a faulty view of who you are. You haven't discovered yet there's nothing wrong with you. Side of that, everything looks different. When you discover, and I mean discover, not me telling you this in this conversation, when you discover there is nothing wrong with you, your life will transform. How do I know? Well, I see this in my clients, and I see it in myself, and I see it over and over again, day in, day out. Because discovery, here's the thing, is not about knowing. Discovery is something where you get knocked back by seeing something newly. So you may have read something, you may have heard something, and then you know it to some degree. But do you actually discover it? Well, if it didn't knock you back, you didn't discover it. And where is there a space for discovery is in this perception that it's not possible to live a life of freedom from constraint. If that's the case, then what's going on is that the thinking that you have about this is just too limited. You're playing a game which is way too small to create a life which is in alignment with you. At some point, you've believed this isn't possible for me. And the belief is bankrupt. And how do I know a belief is bankrupt? Because just look at what your life looks like when you hold on to this belief. Look at the stress which you feel. Look at the tension which is in your body. Look at your health. Look at the sense of dis-ease which you feel. It's not a coincidence that when you put dis and ease together, you get disease. It's not a coincidence. So much of our language, the English language, is not coincidental in the way it's constructed. And that language creates your reality. When you see there's something wrong, when there is dis-ease, and you're trying to fix what's wrong, then what you get is more of the same. Because you're resisting what's already there. You're resisting your experiencing it. You're resisting experiencing it. You're looking for the fix. And look, if you look at the way businesses are structured, they're structured to solve a problem. Why? Because the ultimate view that people have is that a problem is something which needs fixing. And so they go to someone to help them fix a problem. You know, and the coaching industry is no different. They will go, I am this kind of coach and I help these people do X. And the point of this is to really speak to the people who feel they have this problem and then to provide them the solution to this problem. And that's great because they're speaking to their audience. They're speaking to what people are actually dealing with rather than what's actually so. Most coaches will know it's not actually a problem that needs solving. Most coaches would hopefully know there's nothing to fix. The beliefs of a client, the beliefs of someone dealing with a business problem are in relationship to there being something which needs fixing. And then what they keep trying to do is fix it. Now, I'm going to tell you, fixing is not the way to shift the reality. Why is that? Well, again, I'm coming from having worked for the most extraordinary leaders who have shaped the world of personal development, who've shaped the world of business. And what I've seen is that they do not try and fix things. Fixing is almost not even in their DNA, because for it to be in their DNA, they'd have to acknowledge that there was something to fix in the first place. But again, you might think, well, hang on a second, aren't there times where we do need to fix something? Go to a doctor to fix our health. Go to a therapist to fix your relationship, just in the same way you go to a mechanic to fix your car. And when it comes to your car, there may be something which it makes more sense to talk over there being something wrong. And even that, I kind of want to question that. But I'm going to let go of that and look at the other two. I go to a doctor to fix my health. And I go to a therapist potentially to fix my relationship. What am I doing if I'm going to either of these to fix my health or to fix my relationship? Well, I'm looking for the solution to the problem. Will I actually get to the source of the problem if I don't discover that there is nothing that needs fixing? Nothing that gets fixing about my health. There's nothing that is fixing about my relationship. Just as we are not broken as human beings when a relationship ends, we are not broken when a relationship is not going the way we want it to. Instead, there is something in the way of that relationship being in alignment with us. There's something in the way of us seeing that we are whole and complete just as we are. When it comes to our health, you can go to a doctor to deal with a disease, to deal with a physical problem. But if you only deal with the physical and not what's going on in the brain, you're only covering over the cracks. You're not being straight with yourself about the source of it all. What happened that happened? What happened that you needed to go to a doctor to supposedly fix your health? What happened that you needed to go to a therapist to supposedly fix your relationship? When you can live from this question, something else opens up. You get to shift from something not working the way you want it to getting responsible for seeing what happened, that happened. And when you get responsible for that, there's then an opportunity to create a new pattern of behavior so that that does not reoccur in the future. Will mistakes happen? Yeah, absolutely. Because that's part of the process of discovering what doesn't work and discovering what does. If you take on the process of discovering what works as opposed to just what doesn't, then you can gain mastery in any area. You're living from the questions that bring mastery to any area of life. I speak about creating a life of freedom from constraint. I'm speaking about creating a life of mastery. I'm speaking about creating a life which is limitless, a life which lights you up, which when you wake up, you are excited about the world in which you have created for yourself and others. And the beauty of this is that the game keeps expanding because you keep developing in terms of what you see as possible. And I'm going to share with you what I see as possible right now. So my vision is to help the mission-based entrepreneurs who are here to make such an impact, such a positive impact on what people deal with in life. The day-to-day reality of life, which leads to it not working for so many people. And what I know about you is this. You are ridiculously ambitious. There is really no limit to your ambition, but you question. You question whether there's a limit to what's actually possible. There's a disconnect between your ambition and what you believe is possible. I'm here to align your ambition with a limitless vision of what is possible, to disappear whatever constraint that is in the way of you showing up as your best self so that you can go and make the level of impact in the world that you are committed to. So how do you know if this is you? If you're playing a game in life which is bigger than you, this is you. If personal responsibility is the foundation in which you live your life or you want to live your life, this is you. If integrity is the foundation from which you live your life or want to live your life, this is you. If peace of mind is what you want to have, this is you. If you want an unlimited power to create a life you love and to impact others, this is you. Care how high the bar is. There is always somewhere we can raise it to. Because we only have to look around to see that life is not working for so many people to know that must be true. Imagine what it would look like if we had societies in which our political institutions worked for us, not against us. Imagine if we had societies in which our legal institutions worked for us, not against us. Imagine if we had systems of education which actually taught us how to learn, not what to learn. Imagine what kind of world that would be. That's the world which I'm contributing towards. That's the world which lights me up. If you want to be part of that world, then the time is now. I'm creating a limitless group, a group who are so committed to these principles and get inspired by being with others who play the same limitless game and want to keep smashing through whatever ceilings come up for them. If that is you, then reach out to me and we will look at how we can fulfill your vision. Whether you're a relative veteran of this podcast or a new listener, I really thank you for taking the time to listen. And if you've got value from this podcast, then it would mean the world to me if you rate and review it on Apple or Podchaser and share it with your community so that this work can impact more people. Because I'm on a mission to help people live a life free from constraints. And if you're ready to take this from information to transformation, then connect with us at thephilosophicalcoach.com.